This is a project to build the world's largest radio telescope. It's a telescope that's 50 times bigger than any other radio telescope ever built. It will comprise of 3,000 small 12-meter diameter antennas scattered over many thousands of kilometers. Each of these antennas will collect data from the universe, and the data from all those telescopes will be combined to perform images of the universe at radio wavelengths. It will be used to address some of the most fundamental questions in astronomy and physics for the 21st century, the origin of dark matter and dark energy, testing the theories of Einstein and Hawking for their ultimate limits, and also searching for the very first stars in the universe, looking back over 13 billion years to the very first few hundred million years of the universe's formation.
So would this telescope use only radio waves? And what are radio waves anyway?
Radio waves are a form of light, just like visible light, except they are a million times lower in frequency. So radio waves range from, the ESC will be looking at radio waves from about 100 megahertz in frequency, that's the FM band, up to a few gigahertz in frequency. So a million times lower frequencies than optical light, but nevertheless a form of light. So it's designed to observe over the whole radio spectrum, as I say, from 100 megahertz to a few gigahertz.
Where would it be built?
At the moment, there is an independent expert committee reviewing proposals from two potential locations. One is an Australian-New Zealand proposal, where the core of the telescope would be located in the Midwest region of Western Australia, but with antennas scattered over the whole of Australia and into New Zealand. The other proposal is centred in the Karoo region of the Western Cape of South Africa, but with antennas scattered over a further eight African nations up to Ghana and Kenya in Africa.
I see. So do you think Australia would be a better location for it?
I think there's a very significant number of competitive advantages that Australia and New Zealand offer, and that includes radio quietness. And this is an important characteristic because the radio waves from the universe are very faint and can easily be drowned out, if you like, by human activity nearby. And the region that we've chosen in Midwest of Western Australia, in the Murchisonshire, is an area that has a very low population density, 2/1000 of one person per square kilometre. And that means that there's a very low density of interfering radio frequency to prevent us from seeing the distant objects in the universe. Australia also has, of course, a very sophisticated broadband network that can be used to transmit the data between the various antennas that are scattered over the continent. And also Australia provides a very safe and secure working environment. So overall, I think the Australian and New Zealand proposal provides significant opportunity to maximise the scientific outcomes while minimising the overall project risk to the telescope.